The fact that the Messiah came 2,000 years ago does not make any difference to me personally if he does not come to me today. And here is where we can learn from those of the Jewish faith. We can be more humble, for although the Messiah is already here, at the same time he's not yet in our hearts half as much as he should be. We often use the fact that Jesus came 2 millennia ago as a crutch to lean on, as a form of reassurance that we do not need to search for the truth anymore. We feel secure, and so we are intellectually and even morally lazy, whereas the absence of the Messiah can challenge Jews to wrestle with life and history in a way we can so easily avoid. Paradoxically, those of the Jewish faith are at times more energized by a Messiah who has not yet appeared than we are by a Messiah who long ago arrived in our midst. As Pope Francis says in a pithy sentence in a letter he wrote to the Italian newspaper La Repubblica, moreover, persevering with faith in the God of the Covenant, they remind everyone, including us Christians, that we are always waiting as pilgrims for the return of the Lord, and that therefore we should be open to him and not remain entrenched in our achievements. What I liked about that evening on Ben Yehuda Street, which I recounted on Monday morning, is that I found myself in a new space with a Jewish father and his son. It liberated a deeper level of hearing. And I find that through continuing to listen to the Jewish practice of faith, I unearth the inspiration to enter into my own more deeply.